Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Closely, it's a little outdated, needs a bit of an upgrade. It's got a squeak to it, but you know what we're talking about, right? Second wave of the transfer portal window opening back up. Now that spring football is winding down, players will have the opportunity to decide what is best for me. I stuck around for spring practice. I'm not really a good fit for this new coaching staff. I want to be able to start right away. Now they have 2 weeks to determine where is their next home going to be. And one prominent player that already has made it known that he will be entering the portal on Tuesday is Oregon State running back Damian Martinez. And while they say running backs don't matter at the NFL level, having a premier tailback could be the reason why you're playing in a conference championship game and making it to a 12-team college football playoff, or sitting at home wondering what we could have done during this period. And in the SEC, where it just means more, there are more than a handful of teams that would love the services of Damian Martinez. But who are they? Let's go ahead and discuss. But what's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure that you like and subscribe to this video and hit the ring notification down below. That way you don't miss a single episode of SEC Unfiltered, because we talk about the number one conference in all of college athletics every single day. Make sure that you're following me on my own YouTube channel, at Mr. Cole Thompson, and on my own social media page, at Mr. Cole Thompson. Download the podcast version of the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast listening systems, and make sure that you're also subscribed to all of our social media platforms, at SEC Unfiltered. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, we got you covered 24/7, 365 out of the year. And of course, to keep up with everything going on with the number one conference in all of college athletics, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. So Damian Martinez is leaving Oregon State after being a highlight reel in the Pac-12 for the last 2 years. Over 900 rushing yards in 2022 during the breakout season underneath Jonathan Smith. And last season, over 1,000 rushing yards. During his time, he averaged roughly around 6.1 yards per play. Scored roughly, if I'm not mistaken, about 18 touchdowns during that span as well. You're getting a premier player that is only going to fortify your run game. And for Oregon State fans out there, listen, I feel for you. I believe that you were absolutely shafted when it came to the conference realignment. But when you do have a premier player, you want to go up against premier competition. Damian Martinez has an argument to be the number one running back in all of college football next season, a Doak Walker Award finalist, and easily RB1 in the 2025 NFL draft. And the best way to do so is by going up against premier competition. So which schools provide the best opportunity for him to do so? Let's start off with the first one, and it's a very easy conversation. Tennessee. Tennessee has a very good leading back returning in Dylan Sampson. Take nothing away from Dylan Sampson. What he was able to do last season, opposite of Jabari Small and behind Jalen Wright, deserves some recognition. And I do believe that he will still have a prominent role for Josh Heupel's offense. But this was an offense that did like to utilize the running back position extremely well. They loved being able to mix up some combos and formations that allowed them to catch defenses off guard, a lot of quick passes, up-tempo, go, go, go. And then they'll just throw Jalen Wright out there or Jabari Small or Dylan Sampson and say, here, go run it 20 yards. They're already thinking that we're passing. That's what you're looking to accomplish. Find that complementary piece opposite of Dylan Sampson. And you easily can with Martinez, who does a little bit of everything to the nines. He's got good fluidity. He's got good footwork. He's excellent when it comes to point after contact. And in the open field, you're basically on a foot race if he gets to the third level of defense. And that's where you're talking about Tennessee. This feels like a year where the Volunteers absolutely have all their ducks in order. Their defense is going to be more improved. They have the quarterback that was actually recruited by Heupel to run his offense and Nico Iamaliava. They went out and they added in another premier wide receiver in Chris Brazel. And they have a good offensive line. Zalance Hurd from LSU. Not many people know him. I promise you, you will by the end of the season. He's that talented and he can be that big of an enforcer for the Volunteers front seven, especially in the run game. Just double down. You want to be able to say, we belong right there alongside the Alabamas, the Georgias, the Ole Miss, the Missouris. We're not second-class citizens. No, we're right at the premier table, and we belong in that conversation for the college football playoff. You know how you do so? You double down. You fortify your run game. You make sure that every single nook and cranny is covered before the start of the season. Adding in a player like Damian Martinez shouldn't take away reps from Dylan Sampson. Instead, it should just create a cohesive balance when it comes to running the football and passing the football. And any single time you can get your young quarterback a little bit more of security to where he doesn't have to play hero ball, I call that a win in itself. Martinez makes a lot of sense. He's going to run it into the end zone in Neyland Stadium, probably on an opposing team, why not just go ahead and offer him a nice NIL deal, roughly around $400,000, because that's what he was going to get paid at Oregon State, and just make him one of your premier players on offense. That way you have a shot at going to the college football playoff. Another team trying to go to the college football playoff, Ole Miss. And there's a lot of Ole Miss fans that have followed me. Number one, thank you. We are huge Ole Miss fans here, like we are with every team in the SEC. But I've said on multiple occasions, I believe that Ole Miss is America's team in 2024. They're the one roster that perfectly encapsulates what's going on in college football right now. With the transfer portal, with the NIL collectives, with retaining players, with working the recruiting ranks, doing everything to make sure that this is a finely tuned oiled machine that is going to be a factor for years on end down the line. And to me, the one thing that's missing is a lead running back. Now, that's nothing to say against Logan Diggs, who right now is going to miss potentially the start of next season after undergoing offseason surgery. And the same thing for Ulysses Bentley, who has not practiced this spring because if he underwent a turf toe surgery, if I'm not mistaken. But to me, the other thing that's really important here is that neither one of them were ever lead backs. Last season in Oxford, Bentley split carries with Quinshon Judkins, who rushed again for over 1,000 yards. And Diggs was always a split carry guy at LSU. And then before that, when he was at Notre Dame. So why not get yourself a premier running back and an enforcer, your bell cow guy? And if that's the one thing that's missing with this offense, the question then turns to, not how many games are you going to win, but how many points are you going to win by per week? You look at this passing attack. There literally is zero flaw when it comes to what Jackson Dart will have at his disposal. Jordan Watkins is back. Trey Harris is back. Both are going to be Biletnikoff Award semifinalists, I think. You bring back Caden Priestcorn. You feel good about the offensive line, and you continue to revamp this defense. The entire offseason, Lane Kiffin preached about making sure that the trench play was up to the same level as Georgia and Alabama, because the only way to beat the best is to be the best. And that way you have to be able to get those level of play at an all-time high. And I feel confident in them, but I want to feel confident in every area of the offense hitting its stride at the right time. Because what happens after the LSU game? What if you start getting a little bit sluggish and Jackson Dart has one bad performance where an interception after fumble recovery?
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
You got to turn the ball somewhere, and if you're still in a dogfight, having a good run game, having somebody that you can turn to, hitch the ball off to, and make sure that they find their way into the end zone at Vaught Hemingway on Saturdays, that's a winning recipe. Ole Miss is built to go to the college football playoff. They're built to win multiple college football playoff games. Adding in a running back like Damian Martinez basically is like putting a cherry on top of an award-winning sundae. Everybody knows that you don't need the cherry, but you want the cherry. The cherry's like that little sweet spot up top. You know what else is really sweet? Roback. And if you haven't heard of Roback, what are you doing? The Masters are this weekend. And I'm telling you right now, guys, the best part about the Masters is looking fresh and looking dressed to the nines. And you can do so because Azalea Collection, just released by Roback, is the nines that you are looking for. Because the designs are beautiful, they look great, you feel good while wearing them, and more importantly, they're sweat resistant. What they do is they make sure that when you're enjoying that hot, sweltering sun somewhere in the Southeast, you are not going to be enjoying back sweat. Trust me, as somebody that plays golf every single weekend in Houston, Texas, during the offseason, I hate my backswing on the back nine, but the one thing I hate more is back sweat. You know what I don't get? Back sweat with the performance polos brought to you by Roback. They're comfortable, they're form-fitting, and they look great on game day. Seriously, game days are right around the corner. Don't you want to show up week one and feel good, dress good, just like your team is dressed out, ready to go ahead and win a national championship? To find out more information, go visit Roback.com and use the promo code SECU for a generous 20% offer off your first order by the end of the week. That's Roback, Roback.com for 20% off all bottoms, polos, hoodies, and much, much more simply by using the promo code SECU. And trust me, you got bets on the Masters. I bet you'll look pretty damn good wearing a Roback when watching the Masters upcoming weekend. SECU, promo code at Roback.com, 20% off your first order. Florida, that's another team that I don't think is going to get brought up enough in conversations, but it should. The one thing about Florida that you don't want to do this year is take away any opportunities for scrutiny. What was the one thing that you had last season? Well, a 1-2 combination of running backs and Trevor Etienne and Montrell Johnson. And now you got Montrell Johnson because Trevor Etienne said, nah, I'm going to go behind enemy lines. I'm going to go pull a Benedict Arnold and I'm going to head on over to Athens, Georgia. How his role will be in Georgia, who's to say? We have no idea what's going on right now with the court case, with the arrest injury. We're not going to get into that. But what we are going to get into is the fact that Florida needs a number two running back. And Damian Martinez, if you're trying to prove, simply just from a Damian Martinez standpoint, let's not even go into the Florida standpoint. If you're trying to prove this upcoming season that you are the best running back in college football, have you seen the gauntlet of the schedule that literally the hells of college football lore decide to throw to Florida? Seriously, if you can be successful against Georgia, against UCF, against Florida State, against Miami, against Texas, against every team that you go up against in 2024, this schedule, and you're still able to average 6.1 yards per play, you're still able to average roughly 8 touchdowns. Maybe you throw in 3 more as a pass catcher. You get 9.2 yards per catch. You're still an effective runner, and you're turning games that are supposed to be blowouts by the opponents into winning formulas for you. Well, not only are you the best running back in college football, you may garner a little bit of day one interest as well. You're going to win the Doak Walker Award. You're going to be a guy that brings in a lot more hostility. And more importantly, you might be the reason why Billy Napier saves his job in 2024. I'm not saying that Florida is going to be the front runner to land him. In fact, I would say Tennessee and Ole Miss are probably the 1-2 combination you want to go with. But if there was a team that isn't being brought up enough that does need to upgrade its running back room simply on paper because of what you had last season, Florida makes a lot of sense. And more importantly, they could use a running back just to take more pressure off of Billy Napier. There is one wild card out here. There's one wild card that I did want to throw in, and it's Mississippi State. Hear me out for a second. So Jeff Levy comes over from Norman, Oklahoma after being the offensive coordinator for the last 2 years. They were one of the more consistent running teams in all of college football since 2022. And what's so funny about that is, where was Jeff Levy before he went to Oklahoma? I'll pause and wait. No, I won't. He was at UCF. And before that, he was at Ole Miss. I mean, and after that, he was at Ole Miss underneath Lane Kiffin. And everyone wants to talk about Lane Kiffin's up-tempo offense, the passing attack, what he's got with quarterbacks, what he's got with wide receivers, whether it be Trey Harris or Dontario Drummond, or you want to go ahead and throw in a Jordan Watkins for that matter. They've been a very consistent run game for the last 4 years. And it's the same thing in Oklahoma, because that's what the offense that Jeff Levy likes to run. Jeff Levy loves to utilize his ground game. He loves running backs. And so the big thing for me, you bring in a new quarterback in Blake Shapen. You still have question marks at the wide receiver spot. You still have question marks on your defense. And this is going to be a year where you're probably rebuilding for 2025. You're building to get to bowl eligibility. You're building to get to maybe even a dark horse college football playoff ranks. But you are going to be playing against stiff competition. And maybe you could up the ante and fast forward a few steps simply by adding in a running back like Damian Martinez. I do think that you look at a school like Mississippi State, they need to at least target a running back in the transfer portal. Maybe they won't swing big. Maybe Martinez is looking for a more prominent school to go to because he knows the games are going to be on the biggest stage, the biggest platforms. And if I show success here, I'll be great when it comes to my next chapter in the NFL. But if you want to go to a place to where you will be utilized to your best advantage, it's very hard to say that Starkville, Mississippi is not in need of a tailback and Davis Wade Stadium is not looking for a premier player in that backfield. I'm just saying, if there's any shot for you to be able to see a guy like Damian Martinez land somewhere wild, I would not count out Mississippi State. They absolutely seem like a place that needs a running back and, more importantly, would love somebody like Damian Martinez as their lead option on offense. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and the ring notification down below. Comment, where do you think Damian Martinez is the best fit in the SEC? Is it in Oxford? Is it in Knoxville? Could he maybe make a trip down to the swamp and swalter his way to actually get to Florida to national, not national championship, but maybe just bowl game eligibility?